All right, this is about to be awesome. I was recently asked a question that I thought was very intriguing. And this guy asked me, he was kind of asking me for advice. He asked me, he was like, hey, how can I get people to like me better? He was like, dude, you walk into a room. He's like, you light it up. Everyone likes you. He's like, how can I become more like you? Is what he was asking me. I was like, first off, he was asking me, he's like, how can I have more self-confidence when I walk into a room like you? He's like, you seem like you just have so much self-confidence and you walk in and everybody likes you when you leave. And I was like, first off, thank you for that. Like, that is a huge compliment to me. Like, that makes me feel good that you say that. And I accept that compliment. So thank you. But another thing is I don't like have a whole lot of self-confidence. Like, I am self-confident in who I am because of the past things that I've done lines up with my words, line up with my actions. But like, I don't just walk into a room thinking, oh yeah, everyone's about to like me. Like, when I go into a room of people that I don't know, I get nervous. Like, I get nervous. But when I get nervous, I don't think, okay, how can I impress these people? Like, I vividly remember sitting on top of that big hill at Running Man and looking down at all the people down there and all the tents and all the setups. And there was like a lot of important people there that I wanted to impress. Like, I wanted, there were people there that I wanted them to like me. I wanted to have a friendship with them. Like, I wanted to create a relationship with them. So in order for that to happen, I needed them to like me, like as a person. And that's what I went there for, is to create relationships. And I remember sitting on top of that hill looking down, like right before check-in, and thinking, damn, like, this is kind of overwhelming in a sense. And I just remember talking to myself at that point of like, okay, this is what I'm about to do. I'm about to go down here, and for the next 2.5 days, I'm about to be the most curious and helpful version of myself I can be. I'm about to be the most curious and helpful version of myself that I can be. And it was awesome, dude. And that's exactly what I did. That is exactly what I did. And I made so many friends from it too. Like, I didn't go down there and start telling people like all the good things that I have going on. I didn't bring up that I had a podcast to one person. Like, I made some friends and then followed each other on social media, and they came back to me the next day and was like, bro, like, you do podcasts? Like, that's really cool. I'm like, yeah, thanks. But like, I didn't tell anybody that. I didn't tell anybody what I do. And another thing like came to mind when he asked that. So I ran the Austin Marathon not too long ago. And on the plane ride out there, I sat in the back with the Troy golf team, which was really cool. And I sat but right beside the young coach they had. He was an assistant coach at Troy, and he was the same age as me. He was 24 years old, and we got to talking. And because right when we sat down, obviously he saw my Kennesaw backpack. He was decked out in Troy stuff with the Troy team. The whole golf team ended up knowing my roommate, Evan Thompson, which was awesome. And we just got to talking, and I kind of got his whole life story. He grew up in Alabama. His dad asked him how he got into golf. Like, his dad, he grew up around a golf course. His dad was a golfer. He golfed in high school, went to college for golf, went to Jacksonville State, went to Auburn, and now he's coaching golf at Troy. And I got his whole life story in this two-hour plane ride. And after we got out of the plane, like, after we boarded off the plane and at the gate, like, he dapped me up, bear hugged me. He was like, dude, like, that's awesome. Like, you're a really interesting dude. Like, I appreciate you talking to me. He's like, that's awesome that I made a friend, basically. And, like, I remember leaving there thinking, like, yeah, that dude, like, I'm friends with this dude now. And I didn't say a single thing about me. Like, I did not bring up one thing about me. I just kept asking him questions. Now, like, I was genuinely curious about, like, his story, because he had an interesting story. But, like, at the end, like, we were friends, and I didn't tell him one single thing about me. Not one. And another thing that came to my mind when I got asked this question, so this was last football season. Last football season at Georgia, and this was Friday night. We go, like, went out to eat, came back to the Stockton's tailgate. So the Stockton's and our family are really close, and they have RVs there. So they bring a big RV at the tailgate at the parking lot, and we go there with a lot of friends, and we're hanging out, and there is another like family that they just met that night that had another RV that was parked next to them. And I got to talking with the guy that owns the RV. He was really cool, and he had stickers all on the RV of all the states that he's been to. And I just started asking him questions about like all the state and the coolest places he's been to. I asked him about like what is life like in an RV, because they lived in an RV for like a couple months. And same deal. Like, I just kept asking him questions about himself and like his whole life and his whole journey. And my parents came about it 2 hours after like we've been there. And the guy was like, I introduced him to my parents. I was like, hey, he owns this RV right across, you know, right there. We're all together in the group. And the guy was like, totally started bragging to me about my parents. Like, you have a great son. Like, he is an awesome person. You should be so proud of him. And, like, I thought that was so funny. I didn't tell him a single thing that I do. I didn't say a single word about me and what I do. Like, he has no idea what I do. He has no idea what the type of person and the stuff that I do. Cause just because I was asking questions and curious about him, he's like, yeah, this guy is awesome. You have a great kid. Y'all did a great job raising him. Like, I thought that was funny when he said that. I was like, I didn't tell him a single thing about me. And he thinks I'm a great guy, which I like to think I am, but I just thought that was funny. I was like, wow, I just asked questions, and now, like, we're friends. And I didn't say a single thing about me. And so that was kind of those three stories went through my head in a matter of seconds when he asked me, why does everybody like you? How can I get people to like me better? And, like, my answer to him was, be curious. Like, be genuinely curious about other people. Because people love to talk about themselves. People love to talk about themselves. And you start asking them some questions about themselves, and then you ask a little bit deeper questions. Now they'll hold on something and be like, ooh, why that? Why'd you do that? They love to explain why they do things too. I do it. Everybody loves it. Everyone likes to explain why they did a certain thing, you know, to like justify it. And you keep asking questions, you kind of like build trust and you get a whole life story. And that was like my advice to him. I was like, dude, I'm not like guru at like making friends. I just genuinely like people in general, but I go there and I ask questions. And I just get to know people. And I never make it about me. Now, some people will try to play the game back with me and ask me questions. And obviously, I like doing that. I like answering and talking about myself. But if you just ask questions for other people, if you want to like make friends and have awesome relationships, don't make the conversation about you. Make it about them. Because people will like to talk about themselves. And like the guy I was talking to, he's not really that social. Like he doesn't like thrive in like a social setting. He's not very like extrovert. He's more introvert. It's like, dude, you just ask a couple of questions and slowly pry people open, like they'll just give you their whole life story. And at the end of it, you won't even have to say any words besides, tell me a little bit more about that. That's all you have to say is, ooh, why'd you do that? Tell me a little bit more about that. And dude, they will just open up to you. And at the end of that conversation, you will have said very little and they will have said a lot, but they will be friends with you. They'll be like, dude, that dude is cool. Because they'll walk away from that, talk to somebody else, be like, oh, have you met him? And the first thing when he looks at you, the first thing that's going to come to his mind is like, yeah, like I told him my whole life story. Like that dude was really cool. Because like, if you just listen, they'll remember that how you made them feel like, oh, this guy's actually curious. This guy actually cares of what I'm saying right now. And like when you're not there and other people ask about you, like, hey, do you know this guy? Like, oh yeah, he is awesome. Like, that dude is awesome. Like, why is he so awesome? I don't know, dude. That dude is just awesome. Because you listened. Because you listened and asked why. I mean, it's crazy to me. So like all of that, when I got asked that question, like all that just kind of rushed through my head. And I thought that was so cool. Like I don't intentionally just go in there and ask a lot of questions, try to win people over. Like I am genuinely curious about people because a lot of people have awesome stories and I can learn a lot from other people's stories and apply that stuff to my life. But I thought that was crazy. Like these people thought I was so cool. They're like, dude, that was awesome. It was great meeting you. Like you got a bright future. And I'm like, and at the end, I'm like, yeah, thank you. And I'm like walking away. I'm like, bro, I didn't say a single word about me. Like, you don't even know what I got going on. And you just say like, I got a bright future. Like, you don't know what I'm doing. Like, I just thought that was so funny. And I don't know. It kind of takes the pressure off of you when you go and have these conversations. When you go into a social setting where you don't know a lot of people, it kind of takes the pressure off of you because you're like, all right, this is not about to be about me. I'm about to make this all about the person I'm talking to. Like, I'm about to put all the spotlight, all the pressure, all whatever it is on that person. And takes all the pressure off of you. You don't even have to talk. You just got to ask. All you have to say is, tell me a little bit more about that. And at the end of it, dude, they're going to think you're so cool. And you are cool. If you ask questions, you're cool. But I just had that on my mind because I got asked that question. That all went through my head like that. And I thought I'd share that. So I love and appreciate each of you. And I'll see y'all next week. Let go.